Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You have to be a Twitter follower to appreciate that.
You guys are idiots.
Pete Futek is brought to you by Bet Chicago. For betting and fantasy football coverage, download the app today and bet for free. Never let it be said I didn't do anything for you, my good man. Hello, Pete.
Oh, you're from Pluto. You put a condo on Pluto, man. That's awesome. That's so awesome. You sent us that. One of my best friends in the world lives in Dubai. He used to work at William Morris Agency, and he worked in the comedic world. And his one of ones in terms of comedic geniuses is Martin Short, and that is his be-all, end-all, go-to SNL skit. And that sent us down a rabbit hole late that night after you sent that tweet out of old Martin Short and SCTV stuff. It's so good.
Before we get it, what happened was I was watching the Red Sox and Jackie Bradley Jr., and I am incapable of hearing Jackie Bradley Jr. without picturing the Martin Short albino character Jackie Rogers Jr. that goes back to a bit that he did on old SCTV years ago, Jackie Rogers Sr., and then he brought the bit to SNL, back when they gave you like 7 minutes just to indulge some
That's
sort of...
That's a 10-minute skit on SNL, by the way.
It's a 10-minute sketch. It's absolutely... It involves Billy Crystal in blackface. It involves Christopher Guest underplaying, and I'm about to say it, Jim Belushi is funny.
The whole thing absolutely works, and yes, and it also causes me to, for ever since that skit came out way back in the day, I've forever called people "m'lady" from that, and just that's just part of the vernacular, and it needs to be out there more for the world. It'll make it a better place.
Yes, it was done for you, but that's not why you called.
God bless you, goddamn Bernstein.
You are here to tell us about the weekend in college football, and a lot of people are looking at Michigan State as being one that merits attention. Do you?
Yeah, by theory, of course, Michigan State is right in this, because what they do in their style is the type of style that can hang with a Michigan, that can beat a Penn State, but it also can get you tagged by a Northwestern or give you problems against Utah State. They slow it down, they muck it up, and it's going to be rainy. It's supposed to be 20-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to be a low-scoring game. The line is dropped total is dropped because of that. Michigan's better in every single way possible, except for Jim Harbaugh being a proven winner when games get tight against Mark D'Antonio. So last week I unfortunately thought Wisconsin was going to cover and become close, just on the theory that, you know what, it's Wisconsin, they're going to come through. I'm off that now. Michigan's just better. They should beat Michigan State by more than a touchdown. I'm just going to go with that because it's the correct play, even though we know Michigan State gives them problems every single year.
Meanwhile, also at 11, and what might be a better game to watch if you like because you mentioned the weather and the fact that it's two Big Ten teams, it's the Oklahoma TCU thing. Kyler Murray needs a rebound. Oklahoma looking on the outside looking in with one loss, and I don't know how you crack the college football playoff top four that are there right now in Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Notre Dame.
Well, last weekend was the weirdest weekend I can ever remember in terms of it was that weekend where everything went wrong. As long as you could survive in advance, you're all right. And what happened with that, the biggest keys there were Penn State losing and Georgia losing. Because now it really sort of, the cliche, everything kind of works out. Well, last week it kind of did. So really, you still know the formula for the last 4 years of the college football playoff kind of holds, and that if you win your Power 5 conference championship and you go 12-1, you are going to get in the college football playoff. And what I liked about the end of that Texas game a couple weeks ago is Kyler Murray was ticked. I mean, that was a kid who, he's not used to losing. He's arguably I think he's the winningest Texas high school quarterback ever. And that was a guy who, it wasn't quite the Tim Tebow promise speech, but that was kind of a, yeah, we're not doing this again. So I think they come out and drill TCU. TCU has no offense. They Oklahoma fired their defensive coordinator, and with 2 weeks off, the Sooners, this is going to be the team. It's like, oh yeah, there we go. That's the team that should be in a college football playoff, and I still think they're going to get there.
We've got a late afternoon special with NC State at number 16, at number 3, Clemson. It's a 2:30 kick, and Clemson's a 16.5 point favorite. That's a big number, but you know they're the home team. NC State's no slouch, however.
And they're a lot better. And the last couple of years, though, it's been tight. If you care about future NFL quarterbacking world, Ryan Finley's right there. He's not quite the sexy pick right now like Justin Herbert's become and some of these other guys who are in the mix to be the top quarterback off the board. But in some worlds, he is going to be at least right there for the first quarterback taken in the draft. And it's got to be all on him because NC State doesn't have a running game. Their defense is all right. He has to come up with one of those games where he is perfect, and even so, I think he's in for a long day. And then, of course, Trevor Lawrence on the other side, there's the guy who's your 2021 number one overall draft pick if he keeps progressing. But they are looking better. They destroyed Wake Forest last week. This defensive front's about to turn it on. If Clemson's Clemson, this is the game it should win without a problem. And if they win this one easily, they roll because there's just nothing there in the ACC to stop them from there.
So right about this time every year, Pete, I do the Mad Max post-apocalyptic what if everything falls apart in our college football. You know, I get weird with things. And I'm looking around and thinking, okay, even in that world, Alabama's not going to lose. So let's go ahead and write that off.
Or even if they do. Let's say they lose to LSU.
Yeah, I suppose even if they do lose to LSU, you look at the other perhaps one-loss SEC teams and who could get crazy and maybe dance. If Georgia has lost its edge,
yep,
and Kentucky turns into a thing,
yes,
they beat Georgia and then make the playoff?
Well,
you're out of your damn mind.
Of course I am.
But you're not, because if they beat Georgia, look what else they got. And this is
nothing.
Where the unbalanced, weird schedule, the SEC, comes into play. Kentucky doesn't play Alabama. They don't play. They play the easier teams from the West, whereas you know the Tennessees of the world just have to deal with Alabama. Florida had to deal with LSU, but they came up with a win there. But you're right. And the crazy part about this is the Georgia loss is the real massive key, because mm-hmm. now that takes out the idea that a 12-0 Georgia versus 12-0 Alabama in the SEC championship, and no matter how you want to kind of argue it the other way, if you're a Notre Dame fan, both those SEC teams would have been in. Now you're right. If Florida beats Georgia next week, then Florida's got that inside track. But if you're talking about like the pecking order of how you have to do rankings at the moment, then yeah, it's kind of crazy. You have Texas A&M who beat Kentucky, and then Kentucky beat Florida.
Yeah,
and
when
Florida
did Kentucky get good?
They're not.
Okay.
They came up. They've got their scheme. They have no passing game. They do have some talent on the NFL side. They've got this Josh Allen kid who's going to be a top 10 overall draft pick at linebacker. He's Khalil Mack light. They do have some talent. Benny Snell, the running back who deserves to be in an MVP sort of way. They're just good, but you're right. They've got to beat Vanderbilt this weekend. Big deal. But they still have to beat Georgia. And if they do that, yeah, they're in the driver's seat to win the SEC East.
How much is Mario Cristobal at the end of the season going to hate that loss to Stanford?
It's still there for – I think they lose to Washington State this week.
You're kidding.
Yeah, Washington State, that's the team no one's talking about either, but they're kind of good.
You're kidding.
Gardner Minshew is this kid who was at East Carolina. He grad transferred to Alabama. Was like, oh, you know, I really want to be a coach someday, and I kind of want to learn from the best. And then he realized, wait a minute here, I'm never, ever, ever in a million years going to play. So I'm going to go to Washington State and throw the ball 5 million times and have fun. And he's been amazing. That defense has been pretty good. Washington State's only loss was in a tight battle at USC. And now they're rested. They're going to beat Oregon this week.
Can Purdue beat Ohio State?
Yeah. You know, obviously Ohio State's a million times better. But that passing game for Purdue is just dangerous. And I'm kind of equating Ohio State to Georgia, where Georgia kind of went through the motions. They were just okay. They weren't very tight. They were real sloppy. And then they got tagged when everything didn't work last week. Ohio State's in that same sort of way. It's taking a little bit too much effort to get by Minnesota and get by, you know, TCU's not that great, as it turns out, and they gave Ohio State a hard time. Ohio State's, again, talent-wise, they can beat Alabama. They're just not quite there in terms of a full 60-minute team. So either they come out and they win 50-3, and it's just like, okay, there's Ohio State. Or if they have that brain cramp game, yeah, Purdue has that passing game that can keep up in a shootout.
Then this weekend feels a lot more like Thunderdome than I thought. Tell me this, then. Does Nebraska get off the schneid against the Golden Gophers?
Unless they come up with the weird nuclear atomic meltdown thing that they did against Northwestern last week, where they actively tried to lose that game. Yeah, Minnesota doesn't have a running game. They don't have a passing game. But Nebraska's inventing ways to commit really bad penalties when they're not supposed to. And they should
snap a grounder for no apparent reason at just the worst time.
Yeah, Nebraska's, they're going to be good eventually next year. And this is, I think, the game they finally get off the schneid and pull off a win.
That's some bold stuff from Pete Futek. Thanks as always, man.
Later, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.